I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After a month in captivity, an Irish missionary and seven others kidnapped from an orphanage compound in Haiti have been released. The unnerving story highlights the ongoing gang violence in Haiti. Around 1.3 million Haitians have fled their homes and are internally displaced. That's a 24% increase since the end of 2024. Christian World Outreach's Greg Yoder says,
we have seen or heard reports of, you know, some of the towns, especially in the north, where people have been displaced to. And the way it was described, even one of the cities, it's like ants. You just add more people, that adds probably food insecurity in those areas. And that's how it affects ministries like Christian World Outreach.
Pray for Christ's peace in Haiti and for the freed captives. And the power of God was on display this summer among Native American communities. On Eagle's Wings is a division of Hutchcraft Ministries. One community the team visited to share the hope of Christ had experienced a homicide just days prior. Ron Hutchcraft with Hutchcraft Ministries says the darkness was obvious at the first night's gathering.
There was a confusion and a chaotic feel in the audience that usually is not there.
A mysterious bang scattered the crowd, followed by a severe thunderstorm. The team immediately sent out a request for prayer.
On the next two nights, believe me, there's no doubt about who won. The light won. Jesus won.
Key men from the community accepted Christ after hearing testimonies of hope. Pray for effective discipleship for these new believers and for godly leaders to be raised up. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of Onway Ministries. How does radio share the hope of Christ worldwide? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Making Waves. It's filled with powerful stories of transformed lives and God's fingerprints in action. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.